This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We, as in we, the television-watching public in America, have been ditching our cable boxes for a good couple of years now. Cable companies are, of course, keeping a wary eye on that, but the rise of the cord cutters has been very good news for a different part of the television industrial complex, the people who sell good old-fashioned over-the-air TV antennas. Wyoming Public Radio's Miles Bryan has that one.
When 25-year-old Jordan Bishop moved into his apartment near the University of Wyoming in Laramie, the idea of signing up for cable never even crossed his mind. Way too expensive. Instead, he got an Apple TV so he can Netflix his favorite shows.
30 Rock, old 30 Rock episodes. Louie is always a great one.
Rent and stream movies.
They Came Together, Book of Eli.
You get the picture. But today is Sunday, football day.
So you look at a third down and six.
The game's playing on network TV, and it looks great, crystal clear. For that, Bishop can thank a different product, his over-the-air TV antenna. He bought it for $50, and that's all he paid, plus the cost to mount the thing.
It's up taped up on my wall.
Is that it?
Yeah, it just hooks right back into the TV. It's just like a little flat box that sits up.
Okay, so they're not all the rabbit ears you might remember, but TV antennas are back. The number of homes in the U.S. that take network TV over the air and don't use cable or satellite has gone up by about 17% since 2010, according to Nielsen data. That's been a surprise to Jim Petty, who works as a volunteer to maintain the TV broadcast infrastructure in the Laramie area. He says back in the mid-2000s, he was ready to shut his operation down.
There was that whole air of inevitability out there. Hey, you know, it's all going to go to Wi-Fi or, you know, cable or satellite, and these things will be pointless, and let's just stop doing it right now.
But then free over-the-air TV got a facelift to digital.
ABC 7 wants you ready for the digital evolution. Digital quality is far better. So starting February 17th, 2009, all broadcast TV has to be digital by law.
As more and more viewers have realized that you can catch the game on broadcast TV for free and it looks just as good as cable, Petty's hearing from them. That, combined with the cord-cutting phenomenon, means big business for the TV antenna industry.
Initially, my goal was to sell about 35 antennas a month.
Richard Schneider runs a company called Antennas Direct, based in the St. Louis suburbs.
I think last month we shipped about a little over 70,000 antennas.
Schneider says Antennas Direct sales went from $13 million in 2013 to $20 million last year. The company's biggest problem now, he says, is reaching all the people who don't realize broadcast TV is still around.
Right now, we're only selling to, you know, the minority that knows that over-the-air even exists. People we talk to aren't even aware that you can get digital TV for free.
And those people may be more likely to download a new app on their smart TV than go out and buy an antenna. Michael Goodman is with Strategy Analytics, a tech research firm.
I think the biggest challenge is broadcast networks wanting to go to consumers direct.
Just like many other media companies, broadcast networks are getting into the streaming game. And they have an incentive to lure you back to cable. Goodman says that's because broadcast networks make a lot of money from carriage fees. The $1.50 or so they get from each cable subscriber who has the network as part of a package. Broadcast networks don't get carriage fees if you watch them with an antenna.
We're in a transition period right now where people are looking for more and more options to cut the cord. But I think all of those networks are going to look to shift those costs onto the consumer in a different way.
So it's not clear where the TV antenna industry is headed next, but right now it's hot, though you still might need to buy your own tape. In Laramie, I'm Miles Bryan for Marketplace.